want me to tell you? Oh. Buzz and
Adam James.
Adam, you're back. Jimmy Little Foundation's back at Gama. Last time, I think I can remember seeing you. The great man was on the stage over there, and his gentle presence was just, you know, sort of
radiating
over the whole area.
Old ladies were swooning.
We miss him greatly. What's
we
happened
do.
Since the great man's passing with the Jimmy Little Foundation, and what are the plans for the future?
Okay. Look, Jimmy, as you know, was a driver, a key driver of setting up the foundation, and particularly the Thumbs Up program, which is one of the focus areas that we have. As he got sicker in the last couple of years of his life, he was more determined than ever to see this succeed. And this is something that's been passed on to me. As you know, I worked with him for 13 years. And it's something that just made me want to make this succeed even more. As he got towards the end of his life, we all knew that he was going to leave us soon. He knew that as well. His partner, long-time partner, had left him the year before, and he was missing her. But as it got to, you expecting it, but you're never ready for it. And when he did pass away, we celebrated his life in a beautiful way at the Sydney Opera House, and he had a state memorial service. We went to Walgett, and he was laid to rest there next to his wife. And some things started happening to me that I can sort of explain from my experiences with Aboriginal people. This is something which I hadn't experienced in my white upbringing. When my parents left me, I missed them. And in a sense, they were gone. And once they were laid to rest, I think about them, of course. I see a photo of them. But Jimmy's still around. There's this spirit man that is still around, and he guides me into all sorts of areas. Little things like when the government changed up here, and I'm thinking to myself, I really need to get to speak to somebody who's within the new government. I changed my flight plans one day, and I ended up sitting next to one of my friends who was the chief minister's advisor. What are you up to? And he said, oh, I'm the chief minister's advisor. Are you kidding me? You know, it's little things like that. Oh, I need to speak to so-and-so, and I'll walk out of a bar, the Roma bar in Darwin, and there's the person I want to see. You know what I mean? This sort of stuff. So I feel...
I can imagine him pulling those strings.
Things, his daughter now, Franny, is one of our trustees. So there's a connection there. Deb Cheatham's here, Jimmy's niece. We've been connecting quite a bit. It's just wonderful to have that family connection. It was something which, I wanted to make sure that there was a connection once he'd passed. But, from the time we met all those years ago now.
Yeah. One thing I remember is, we met... I was with my young fella coming to Gama for the first time, leaving, I think, and Jimmy had this way of talking to a kid as if they were the most important person in the world, and he just wanted to hear everything about what it was in their life that really meant something to them. And in just doing that...
He could do that in 5 minutes or a couple of minutes.
He was amazing. He really was. And it's just a special gift. And it does feel as if the Jimmy Little Foundation's carrying on that spirit.
It is without doubt. And this is where I'll bring Adam James in. Adam's a young fella from up in Stradbroke Island. He first met Jimmy when Jimmy was given his honorary doctorate from QUT. And maybe explain that, Adam, how because you had a convo with him, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the first time I'd met Jimmy one-on-one, and it was a very brief discussion, but the words that were spoken were quite poignant. And, I said to him, I'm a young country singer, and he said, that's great, you keep going with it. And I congratulated him on his honorary doctorate and told him where I was from, and you know, it was really about a conversation that was about staying strong and keep doing what I'm doing and the importance of it. So yeah, that was just an amazing experience. And Buzz briefly touched on the spirit of Jimmy Little, and he still felt, and particularly when I come in and do what I do with the foundation and encourage the kids with the different activities and the different programming and writing the different songs and through the film clips and so forth, Jimmy was, as you touched on as well, about bringing the best out in kids and then finding out and engaging with them. That's the similar spirit that we bring to the table for all Aboriginal kids across Australia.
And geez, you know, not only Aboriginal kids, eh?
Well, look,
I mean, he had this ability if you were a down out kid from wherever or whoever you were, or you were up there and you were, you know, just a little bit lost, Jimmy had this incredible guy counter, couldn't he?
He did, and he had just a way of sussing out where people were and what they needed to hear.
Exactly.
And it was a beautiful gift. One of the other things I'll say, Peter, one of the things that has been amazing for me is I used to watch him give speeches, of course, many, many speeches. One, he never prepared, he never had any notes, and he always hit the mark. And I don't think only when he got a little bit older, and he would admit it too, that sometimes he rambled a bit.
Yeah.
But this is right at the end of his life. He was able to sum up what he had to say, who he was speaking to, and get it delivered. And that was how the thing you're talking about, that he's able to talk to anybody and hit the mark straight away.
And look, I've got a bit of a sort of soft spot for the South Coast, you know, Wallaga Lake. We've got your representatives here.
Yeah.
But Jimmy's ancestry down there is very interesting with the Yuin community and the Yorta Yorta side.
Yeah.
And I know he spent a bit of time in Nowra, and I know this particular recording is going to get listened to in Nowra.
Oh, great, because we're doing some work with the Nowra Council, actually, about getting some recognition for the fact that Jimmy did live there. We did something at Torreira School. There's a tree that's been planted, and there's a plaque there now.
And you know, Jimmy's brother was Bombarderi's children's home too.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
And they had their big anniversary the other day, and it was a very, very moving time there.
He had the connection. Obviously, he was born in Cummeragunga, so his mum was Yorta Yorta.
Yeah.
He was born under a tree in the River Murray. He took me to that tree.
Yorta man.
I know.
Beautiful song. We've got to put that into this somehow.
We will. I can get you a copy of that. And from a very early age, he used to travel around, you know, with the fruit picking and the vegetable picking with the people from there. They were all entertainers, so they'd finish a day's work, they'd all get together and sing a few songs and do a bit of the gum leaf orchestra, you know, all of that. Dad's side was Wallaga Lake, and it's a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wallaga Lake's just incredible. So he had that freshwater, saltwater thing going on.
Yeah.
He loved it up here. Like, when we'd come up here, he would talk to the people in those, you know, the freshwater, saltwater terms, and explain that he was actually a bit of both. He had a foot in each.
A brackish water.
That's it.
Hey, we better cut to the chase now. What Gama this year?
Yes.
And agenda for the future. Where can people support you? What can they do to help Jimmy Little?
Look, the great thing about being back at Gama, because I didn't do last year, I was the year before I was here. And the thing about Gama is I've met up with some of our wonderful friends from Gapawiak the other day, and others from Ramanginning. I saw somebody at the airport. These are communities that we've worked in since 2009, and we're going back to... We've just been to Ramanginning, actually. I had somebody out there the other day. Back to Gapawiak. We want to work again in Yirrkala. It's connecting up again with the program, the Thumbs Up program, started here in Arnhem Land in 2009. That was the first five communities we did. We're now in over 50 communities. We're in over 65 stores, all the Outback stores, all the Alpa stores, lots of independent stores right across the top end. And people like Adam and Shelley Morris, Warren H. Williams, they're being part, they've been part of the journey and will continue. We got some funding to continue on, so you know, life is good.
Fantastic, Buzz.
You want to say anything about the program, about what you're doing?
Thumbs up, good tuck, a long life.
It's pretty simple.